due to the permanent censorship of this global and especially European dictatorship we're living in and led by Swaziland. I cannot pronounce the name of this pharaonic slave camp here, because FocTube would delete my video immediately, and one is risking serious jail time when discussing this horrible place. So I'll call it Outwick from now on, as wick, like a candle wick, from the verb to wick, meaning to absorb or draw off liquid or energy by capillary action. So here it says Outwick, and at the same time it reminds us of the word wicked, and a wicked place it was. And this here, I hung it up while I was sleeping in my tent here in the grass, while the Polish police that were looking for me, they were driving around here, but I was in the grass, so they didn't see me. I had my green tent in the grass. So because the day before I tried to sneak in the Outwick, and I because they didn't let me in Outwick because they said I should put my backpack somewhere, which I didn't want to do. You know, they didn't let me in with my backpack. So I thought, well, just, you know, make an escape from Outwick, but the other way around, you know. So I jumped two of these fences and a wall, you know, to get in Outwick, you know. And I made it. I was in there and I got arrested, which you can see on my video on my channel, Gatsefrats. And I wrote down here, the Outwick made in Switzerland, you know. The Swissies financed everything, which I've shown you and proven to you in my videos. So here it says a wick, as in out wick, a strip of porous material or up which liquid fuel is drawn by capillary action to the flame in a candle, lamp or a lighter. So this here. And the verb is to absorb, to wick. It means to absorb or draw off liquid by capillary action. And it's also to suck out the energy, in this case, to outwick. So in my new censorship vocabulary, to outwick means to suck out the life energy out of innocent people by Pharaoh and their Swissies. So here it says, getting outwicked by the Swissies. Here you see Swissies with his gun and his Darth Vader Star Wars helmet, here the Swiss flag, all powerful, you know, looking out over the octagon here. And here's homie Ross, you know, sucking out his life energy, getting outwicked, you know, just like the Outwick, the evil wicked camp. They put me also in an evil wicked camp. So this is the meaning of getting outwicked. Well, if it's not allowed anymore to use certain words, we might just as well make ourselves a new language and leave the forbidden vocabulary for the lawyers, the judges, and the politicians. I don't even want to use their words anymore. You want to push us? We'll push you back. Homie Ross's pushback lingo, hey Swissy. So here's the censored, completely censored book. Here's the hand coming out of the computer and strangling us. It says the pushback lingo. Well, let's work on that. In this respect, Levi Strauss of Pharaoh's nobility not only shows the Outwick triangle camp label of the inversed pyramid of death, but Levi Strauss even shows the Outwick camp shirt worn by an Asian alleged child laborer, perfectly in the style of the Outwick slogan, Arbeit macht frei. But okay, if Levi Strauss is doing it themselves, it must be okay then, huh? So it is, in fact, you can see this on the Levi Strauss website themselves, the Outwick camp shirt. It says the perfect fit for your career. This is, you know, like work hard and you'll be free, you know. And here I wrote here, the Levi Strauss Outwick camp shirt, making fun of the whole catch. The Outwick camp shirt on the Levi Strauss website can be bought from the Gap company, and they even call it a camp shirt, meaning that they are well aware of what they're doing. And so is Levi Strauss, showing all these hole catch items and Outwick triangles. And there's even more, which I'll show you in a minute. So here it says Gap, a camp shirt in poplin, whatever that is. And it says here in British pounds. And here I wrote here, the Outwick camp shirt, as on the website of Levi Strauss. Of course, a normal jaywalker would never do this and make fun of the whole catch where they suffered so much. Therefore, we must differentiate between the normal jaywalker slaves here to the left and the masters of the jaywalker nobility to the right. Just as any people in the world gets ruled by their respective aristocrats. So here you can see here it says the normal jaywalker people. And here is the jaywalker nobility, Baron de Rothschild, Baron of Rothschild. And this is the castle of Watsdon Manor, and with the Horus symbol. Here you see the Horus symbol, which is the sun hieroglyph, which is also the 101, as I explained in my last videos, the 101 videos. The O is here in the middle. It's the sun hieroglyph or hieroglyph. And this is a 1, and this is a 1. 101, which is, in fact, the winged sun disk of Horus. So this represents a wing, and this one too. And in the middle is the sun disk, where the Nazis had the swastika. It's all the same thing. So normally it's horizontal. So that's why a wing here and a wing, so horizontal wings like. So, and it's the same for all peoples. You know, it's like King Charles is not like the English people. So similarly, you could see here King Charles here and here the English people. Or here the German Kaiser, and here the German people, you know. All peoples have the nobility, which is Pharaoh's nobility, ruling over them, including the jaywalkers, and they're also quite normal jaywalkers, who are not like dressed up like this, but they are not of the nobility. And this is very important that we learn this. So these ones here are not the same as these ones here. These ones here are the masters of these ones here. And these ones here to the left are the slaves of these ones here. Just as the European people are the slaves of the nobility, and they still are. And during the Middle Ages, and for about maybe 800 years, they were in a feudal system, the whole of Europe, being a slave of the nobility. So this is the same like reference or association, you know. The slaves and their nobility. The commoners and their aristocrats. You know, and all peoples have this. And these ones here, to the left, they always get all the blames for what these ones to the right do. And they call themselves both jaywalkers. These and these ones, although they are not the same. These are the masters, these are their slaves. It's the same master-slave relation between the jaywalker nobility and their ordinary jaywalker slave commoners, as in between King Charles, here to the left, and an ordinary British hooligan on the right side. So to the left is the master, and on the right are his slave commoners. Or between the King of Spain, here to the left, and his Catalan commoners to the right, of whom the Spanish nobility has put the entire Catalan people's government in prison for the next 15 years, because the Catalan commoners wanted to rule themselves away from these pharaonic parasites. And you see the King of Spain in his Order of the Garter cloak. Here's the Order of the Garter. This is the garter here. The same as the Q from the Q movement. And here is the Prime Minister of the people in prison for 15 or 20 years even. And here are the commoners' freedom for Catalonia. So here's the master to the left, and here are the commoner slaves to the right. It's the same relations as the jaywalker have towards their jaywalker nobility. So when the jaywalkers ran away from the JJ base 2,000 years ago, they ran away from Pharaoh, they ran away from the Romans, then the jaywalker nobility ran after them into Europe. But as all the land in Europe had already been stolen from the white race and divided amongst Pharaoh's nobility, the newcomers of the jaywalker nobility couldn't get any land in Europe anymore. And land was the capitalism in those days. So the jaywalker nobility went into the money business and into industry, like the illustrious barons of Rothschild or Levi Strauss, in order to get the finance together to buy themselves some land. This gave enormous frictions with the German, Polish, and Russian nobility, who didn't want to share land and wealth with the newcomers of the jaywalker nobility, who were in fact their brothers and sisters of also of the pharaonic nobility, and which finally led to pogroms and genocide. For which, through lies and propaganda, the European nobility used a small part of their dumb European slaves to do the job for them. The actual Middle East conflict is the same, with the Arabic Philistine nobility trying to eliminate the newcomers of 1948 by using religion as their main tool. The battle in Gaza is not between the peoples, but between the 1948 newcomers of the jaywalker nobility and the Arab Philistine nobility. For the Arab nobility, Gaza and the entire JJ base still belong to the Turkish Ottoman Caliphate. Therefore, the Arabic nobility use religion to bring back the caliphate. Whereas a caliphate was never by God, Allah, nor the people. But a caliphate is a feudal dictatorship by the Oriental nobility. It needs a vertical war, folks, to stop all the horizontal wars between the peoples. Hamas is a tool by the Arabic nobility, and the JJ base state belongs to the Jaywalker nobility, like the Barons of Rothschild and others. Therefore, on October the 7th, the JJ base state left the door open in order to mobilize the Jaywalkers to be ready in their hearts to wage war for their lords of the Jaywalker nobility. So here you see the Ottoman sultans, and it says here, the real Gaza war, and this is what it's all about, people. We can all see here how Levi Strauss of the Jaywalker nobility are making fun of the whole catch and making fun of their Jaywalker slaves, probably because they always run away from their masters, or maybe because they say that they are something better than their masters by saying that they are God's chosen lot, which of course Pharaoh's nobility can't really approve of, that the Jaywalker slaves think to be better than the Jaywalker nobility. You can all find this disgusting message from the master to his slave by punching Levi Strauss in the search bar. So here you punch Levi Strauss. Then click on Levi Strauss and Company. Here, there you are. So I punch on it. Levi Strauss Company. Up. Where? And then click on Work With Us. So here, I'm going here. Work With Us. It's a very slow connection. Okay, there it is. The Outwick camp shirt. They're just making fun of it. Yeah. So, and here the masters are transmitting the warning to his workers and slaves. Arbeit macht frei. Work well if you want to stay free. And as the Levi Strauss nobility are so blatantly showing their contempt towards their Jaywalker slaves, it becomes very clear we have to differentiate between the two of them, the slaves and their masters. And therefore, I dug a bit deeper into the Jaywalker nobility, where on the website of the British Jaywalker nobility and chapter Hereditary Baronies, there are some more Levis and Strausses, as in Levi Strauss, together with, of course, the Barons of Rothschild and some other well-known names like Montague. So here you can see the list of British Jaywalker nobility and gentry. And so we go to the Hereditary Baronies. Well, all of this is interesting, you know. So, and even here, there is a Levi here. Let's have a look at that. Well, it's the same one as later on. A Viscount from the Pharaonic word vizier. Vizier. And so here we got the... So here we see Rothschild, of course. And all under the baronies. And they are, you know, they are barons. Note that very well. They are barons. You know, they're not like ordinary jaywalker slaves. And yeah, here it says Montague, you know, like the Montague guy, the director of the Bank of England. And so here, let's have a look at Harry Lawson. There you go. There he is. So this is a Levi, just like Levi Strauss, and it's a Viscount, you know. And later on, I do a comparison, you know, with the head and together with the head of Levi Strauss. So look, it's the first Baron Burnham. What is it? Burnham Castle, probably. And well, there's a lot of interesting things to read, but I won't. It will take too long. So, you know, he's together with the Prince of Wales and yeah, Edward the Eighth. And his father hosted King Edward the Seventh and his son King George the Fifth and his son King Edward, you know. They're completely good pals with the Royal House of Britain. Well, would you think a normal jaywalker could do this or a normal English person? Well, no, of course not. You know, these are all pharaohs, you know, in spite of the fact they call themselves like jaywalkers. But this is jaywalker nobility. See? Like every other person in the world, you know, they have a nobility and also the jaywalkers. So that was Harry Levi. Now we go to Edward Levi. There you go. From the same castle. And, you know, he's got the same head as Levi Strauss, you know, the cloth company and the Outwick shirt, you know. And for them, you know, the jaywalkers, they're just another pair of slaves, just like the English slaves or the French slaves or the American slaves or whatever. And also him, you know, was all King Edward, you know, King Edward the Eighth and King Edward the Seventh and so forth, King George, you know. And they all come to their castles of the jaywalker nobility. Yeah, that's the castle. The Holborn barn, well, it's not a barn, it's a big barn, eh? The Holborn estate, you know? They've got huge castles, and I didn't show the other one, maybe, the Harry Levi castle, was it the same castle? Yeah. Whole barn. The whole barn. It's a barn with a big hole in it. A huge hole, probably. And so, yeah. And the next chapter, called Extinct, after the hereditary baronies, well, we found the Baron Strauss, as in Levi Strauss. So we got all the ingredients here for Levi Strauss, you know. All right, there we go. Does anybody see Strauss? Oh, there he is. They're the first Baron of Conesford. You know, the Coneheads they have, you know. Henry Strauss. Well, let's have a look. A conservative politician and a lawyer. Well, of course, you know. And what did he do? Oh, look, the Inner Temple, you know. Templars, of course. Otherwise, I mean, who would call it temple, you know? The Baron Conesford, the Union Peers. And the Queen's Council, you know. This is the nobility, you know. out of Pharaoh, in spite of the fact, you know, it is the Jaywalker nobility. But, you know, so we got all the ingredients. Herr Strauss, as in Levi Strauss, and before I just showed you Levi, you know. So, and it's all part of this here. You know, the list of British Jaywalker nobility, you know. And they're not like the commoners, the Jaywalker commoners, you know. This is very important. And because of these here, the Jaywalker commoners, they always get the blame for everything. Because people read, oh, it's a Jaywalker, like Levi or Strauss, you know. Ah, then all the Jaywalkers, they must all be bad, you know. Let's do something. Let's do a pogrom or do a, you know, a little hole catch or something or whatever. But it's not the same, you know. People are going after the wrong ones, you know. The barbarians, you know. Which I think is a good name because the Romans said it, you know. But, you know, the barbarians are not like the European peoples. The Romans called them the barbarians. They're good warriors, you know, good killers. But they're not always, you know, too clever, you know, to understand everything. So they didn't understand the difference. And like in the Second World War, they believed all the lies of Pharaoh's nobility, you know, and they just killed the wrong ones, unfortunately, in the hole catch and in the Auschwitz concentration camp, you know. So that's why I'm really like focusing on it here, so you understand it, you know. I'm not a Jaywalker myself, you know, so I don't really need to defend them. But the thing is, I don't want you to miss out the real enemy and make you lose too much energy and time on the wrong enemy. That's why. So there we have all the ingredients for Levi Strauss, don't we now? With a Levi and a Strauss inside the British Jaywalker nobility and being great friends with the British royalty of the upper nobility, thus explaining the contempt here of the Jaywalker Levi Strauss nobility for the ordinary Jaywalker commoners and their sufferings by clearly making fun of the whole catch through these all-revealing images of utter contempt by the Levi Strauss nobility over their Jaywalker slaves. Thus divines the general character of the worldwide nobility. Contempt for the commoner. So there was already the word for here. I would never, you know, like glue it on her face, but it was already here on the website. So I put the other words here to it, you know, so it doesn't look a bit funny, just only the word for here. So I wrote here, contempt for the slaves by Pharaoh's nobility. So this is the original Auschwitz camp shirt of the whole catch. And this is the Levi Strauss company here showing the same shirt and the sufferings that go with it in utter contempt, you know, on their website. So this also is the whole catch Auschwitz camp shirt. You know, unmistakably, you know. And it can be bought, as I've just shown you before, at the Gap company. And maybe Levi Strauss makes them as well. So, and it's not only this. I also showed you the blue inverse triangle or the inverse pyramid of death, you know, on another garment of Levi Strauss, you know, for no reason at all. And I'm going to show you some more. You know, I'm not finished yet, eh? And neither is Levi Strauss. So there even is a website with the Jaywalker heraldry, the coat of arms. And don't you think a normal Jaywalker commoner, he has a coat of arms? They don't. It's the same as the difference, between the English nobility and the English commoners. There's the same contempt of the nobility towards the what they call us barbarians. So I can't say it enough, and I still see, some comments of people who haven't understood it, Or maybe it's the Taqiyya of the Philistines, just pushing on with the Jaywalker thing, with the obsession sort of, Taqiyya. That's the lie that has been granted in the Islam. It says in the Quran, if you need to, use the Taqiyya. And so here you can see the first coat of arms. It says here, Fides et Charitas, charity and honesty, probably, or faithfulness. Here you see the Jaywalker language, think and thank. Wow. Looks nice. And apparently this tree is a symbol of Zionism, it said in the and as I've shown you in my videos, that Zionism is not from the people, it's from the nobility, because Pharaoh's nobility in the JJ base, they wanted their slaves back. So this is why. And of course also the European nobility, they didn't want all the Jaywalkers in Europe, and neither the Jaywalker nobility, the newcomers who wanted to take a part of the cookie. So, I mean, all wars are out of the nobility. Everything. Everything is. So you see the lion, has nothing to do with religion. It's nobility. And just as in Europe, the nobility belongs, the religion, the Vatican, and the it always has belonged to the nobility. The church has always belonged to the nobility. The Protestant church was made by the Knights Templars, and the Catholic church was traditionally belonged to the kings and queens and the emperors. So the Jaywalker heraldry. And learn how to differentiate. And again, the commoners, the Jaywalker commoners, they always get the blame for everything because of what these ones do. And you see, they even have a fleur-de-lis inside, the fleur-de-lis, which is the symbol of the French nobility. Why would the Jaywalker nobility have a fleur-de-lis? It's all the same. This here is a Freemason sign. Why a black hand? Oh, complicated. Why a black hand, hey? Oh, well, there was a Freemason organization called the Black Hand that were who killed the guy in Sarajevo in 1914, or who was the Habsburg, the Archduke, that was the Black Hand. They said that it was a Serbian, a Serb organization, but the Black Hand was actually a Freemason. Well, I guess this is the Black Hand. And you see the thumb pushing in here in the middle between the thumb and the finger here. Oh. Nice. Fleur de lis. Just as the symbol of the Ukraine, it's a fleur-de-lis. So let's do a facial comparison. So to the left there is Baron Levi, and to the right Levi Strauss. And the thing, what I find pretty remarkable, look at the eyes. I mean, this is like normal. And on the left side, so let's say on the right side here in the face, which is the left side of his face. So like here, it's like going down here, and here it's not. And this guy here is the same here. Like this side here is going down. If you look at this here and this here, it looks very similar, this is about the only thing I could find. And there was also the other Viscount Levi. I couldn't find anything there really. And but this here, this is the only thing, this and this. So, but I'm quite sure, it's the same bloodline. And it's the nobility. And look at the Levi Strauss logo, which shows an unfinished Outwick inversed triangle for the political prisoners in the concentration camps, showing only the upper half of the Outwick triangle. And where it's not hard to imagine the entire Outwick triangle in the Levi Strauss logo through the continuation of the downward lines into its original form, as if the triangle was bitten off or something. So here you see the Outwick triangle, and here if the Levi's logo, same color, yeah. So if you continue these lines here and here, well, you get this, and this is not a coincidence. And it's like bitten off here, and I can explain that to you as well. So I show you the previous picture one more time. So this is the Outwick inversed triangle of death. And if this is the same color, the logo of Levi's, and if you continue the lines here, you get the downward pyramid. The same thing. It's not a coincidence. Together with all the other things we saw at Levi Strauss, I mean, it's definitely this. It's like the master's contempt for the slaves, in spite of the fact, they call themselves both jaywalkers. But they are not. Well, where the red Levi Strauss Outwick triangle is interrupted, there are two parts of a circle for the compass. And where the Vesica Piscis fits nicely into the logo, the Vesica Piscis is a Freemason symbol forming a chain out of their Templar predecessor slogan, "One for all for one," as in a chain, all rings or members are connected and need to follow, as in where we go one, we go all, out of the very same organization. So, as the four was already here, I put in the fun here. So it reads Levi's for fun, which is of course very cynical. It's not funny at all what they're doing, showing this Outwick shirt and the inverse pyramid of death of the Outwick triangles. So this is the Vesica Piscis with an oval in the middle. That's why they call it the Oval Office in America. And these things here, like one here, out of the triangle, it is a triangle. I mean, why would they put it like this? Why not like this, There's a reason. They do nothing without a reason. They've been thinking about how to make this the logo, for a long time, And a circle is, of course, it's also the compass, like the square and compass, And it nicely fits in. The masters love to use the Vesica Piscis for their logos like Audi Cars, MasterCard, and many others, and even here at the Washington Obelisk. So here you see the Audi Cars. You see it's a chain. It means one for all and all for one. It's all connected. And if one chain is going, you know, the other ones have to follow. Like where we go one, we go all. MasterCard, the same with the oval in the middle here too. You got the Washington Monument with the shade here, the big obelisk in the middle of the womb. You know, we all have an obelisk up our asses, you know. So here you see one circle and here's the other one. You know, it's from above. Here's the grass, the lawn. And the masters, you know, it's all pharaonic stuff, right? And as these occult members have demons mobilized, they immediately see the empty place for the Vesica Piscis underneath the Levi Strauss logo. So here again is the Levi's logo. And they see this immediately. You know, there's some that this is like missing here. It's like the demons telling them this, you know. So, and this chain, it's a Templar's symbol, and it means one for all and all for one. And this is why their political wing of the Freemasons, they have this as well. And it's the same as where we go one, we go all. It's all the same. And these guys here are the Nazi Templars. So you might say that this is the base, you know, of this Outwick inverse triangle in red for the political prisoners like Homie Ross. And this is the base for it. So it means that the base of the whole hole catch, you know, it's the Nazi Templars. That's what it's saying, actually. Just this here, you know, where this is missing, it's saying exactly that, you know, that the base of the hole catch and the Outwick, that it is the Nazi Templars. And this is exactly what I've been telling you all the time. You know, even if it is like negative, like a negative film, so to speak, they still see it immediately. And I saw it too, because I'm highly initiated, not in an order, you know, but by my family. The tradition has always initiated one generation after the others, you know, against this evil. So this is why the orders, you know, they can't really send the enforcer to me, because I'm not part of any order. So, but I was initiated by the by my house. So here you can read about it. The Vesica Piscis, or Piscis, sometimes is written with an E, sometimes with an I. And Piscis, it means the fish, and Vesica, it means the bladder. Like in French, la vessie, it is the bladder, which is almost the same word, you know. Why? Why do they call it the bladder of a fish? Because the Knights Templars, they were quite satanic. As the French king said, and his state attorney, Guillaume de Nogaret, and they used the entrails of a fish, you know, for future reading and mind reading and all these black magic sort of practices. So that's why they call it the Vesica Piscis. It's not because this middle part should look like a fish. I mean, I've never seen a fish like this, have you? So it's because of the entrails. And they use these things in voodoo, you know, for and to see if it's a good day, if it's a good day to attack or to defend a castle or to stay in bed or whatever, you know. And here you find it in Christianity. And with four, things here. The circle is the concept of three, and four of them is the concept of four. Well, there you go. The Outwick Levi Strauss logo is from 1969, as you can see here, and right after the horrors of the concentration camps of World War II, where apparently Levi Strauss got the inspiration for the logo from. So here it says, this is the, here you see the Outwick inversed pyramid logo of Levi Strauss with the Vesica Piscis going in here, like it's bitten off. And here you see it. The logo started in 1969. So that is after World War II. So that makes it, you know, possible that they got the inspiration from the inverse pyramid of death from the Outwick camps. So here it says Levi Strauss pullover with Outwick triangle, this one here. It's the same as this one there. And we can witness here Levi Strauss having quite an obsession with the Outwick red and blue triangles. The Outwick camp shirt, and obviously making fun out of the whole catch. Whereas if a German would do this, he'd go to prison for a very long time. Like this German girl to the left here, who went to prison for wearing a t-shirt with just the Outwick name on it, as you can see here. Or this Italian girl to the right, also going to prison just for wearing this t-shirt. And in fact, she only says that we all live in a big concentration camp, which is in fact the truth. So what's wrong with saying that? Well, it's very dangerous to use that word, and that's why I call it Outwick. So here you can see the German girl. Here's, she has Outwick here. Here the Italian girl also with Outwick. And I call it here Outwick. And they both went to prison. And many, many more. Here on this t-shirt it says in German, Outwick. Ich hätte da mal eine Frage. Meaning, Outwick, I would have a question. Which I, Homie Ross, would like to answer to the misled European slaves of Pharaoh's nobility and how they were set up by their masters of Pharaoh's nobility. But I can't find any anymore, as everyone is afraid to open up his mouth in this total dictatorship. Consequently, because of this jaywalker censorship terror on the Europeans and innocent people going to prison for many years, the jaywalkers get hated again by many Europeans and Americans, who translate this terror into the actually widespread belief that the jaywalkers are very powerful and fully control the lives of the Europeans, being capable of destroying the lives of individuals who just opened up their mouths. So it says the anti-jaywalkerism on the rise. So, you know, I don't want to use any more of these pharaonic expressions, you know, so I say jaywalkerism. I mean, everything is forbidden anyway, so. And so anti-jaywalkerism on the rise. And here it says, and everybody asking, well, how the hell was this possible? You know, well, I just answered that, how this is possible. One of the reasons. So I fear that due to this utterly counterproductive judicial terror inflicted upon the Europeans, there will be no Europeans left who want to help the JJ Bays in their actual struggle for survival in the Middle East, fighting against Hamas, Hezbollah, and whatnot. Through the Jaywalker attack on the freedom of speech, for most Europeans, the Jaywalkers played out their last goodwill card. So here is the Outwick camp, and here I wrote, I believe it really happened. Please don't put me in prison. And it really is too bad because, as a historian, I know that 6 million jaywalkers were murdered by the Nazis. And I believe that the whole catch really happened. Therefore, I would like to talk to the whole catch deniers and give him the proofs of how wrong they are. But I don't find anyone anymore on the internet, as they are all hiding, being afraid of the unfreedom of speech terror. So here it says Europeans hiding from the unfreedom of speech. And this is the Tivas runic symbol for war and victory. And these are Swissies, by the way. Why do people in Europe need to be afraid to express themselves or even ask questions about certain things? For most Europeans, this is very suspicious, and it makes them angry, and it feels like the unholy Inquisition is back. So it says the unholy Inquisition is back. Unfreedom of speech terror. I actually made this video with proofs against the whole catch deniers, but the video got deleted and censored on YouTube. So I put it on Brighteon. So you go into Brighteon, this is Brighteon here, and then go in this channel and then scroll down until you find this title. It's one of the last, or actually one of the first. So it says it's against the whole catch denier lies. So we all get terrorized by this whole catch unfreedom of speech terror, except Levi Strauss themselves, who can openly make fun of the whole catch.